The festival is coming back to Dalton. Starting this Friday through next Sunday, the Creative Arts Guild will host this year's Festival of Fine Arts and Crafts. Amanda Brown is the Guild's Executive Director. Amanda, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about this year's festival.
Festival 2021 is our 58th annual Festival of Fine Arts and Crafts. It is 58 years strong as the Guild is 58 years strong. So it's a weekend-long celebration of the arts. We have an open artist market, an indoor juried patron exhibit, all Saturday and Sunday, outdoor multicultural children's activities and performances, live music all weekend, and it kicks off with a ticketed party, a preview party Friday night called Taste of Dalton that features local restaurants here in Dalton.
Tell us more about some of the artists, some of the participants.
We have a lot of regional artists that come in to showcase their work underneath. We have jewelers, we have ceramicists, painters, different fiber artists, printmakers, you name it. We try to have a wide variety and selection in our artist market and our indoor exhibit. The juried indoor exhibit features all kinds of different art, 2D, 3D works. We will have a best in show. And of course, Friday night during the preview party, we have a People's Choice Award where everyone gets to vote for their favorite piece in the exhibit. And, you know, wide selection of music artists performing all weekend as well.
And how are you handling things at this time with the pandemic?
So last year during 2020, we had our first COVID-friendly festival. We were one of the first larger events locally to host a large audience. And we did so with the guidance of our local health officials and several different groups that have had experience. And we feel confident that what we can offer this year is a safe environment for everyone. We will be requiring masks in our building. We'll be limiting the number of people that come in. All of our artist market will be separated and socially distanced with one family allowed in the market or in each booth at a time. And we'll be doing temperature checks at the door as well. So we do feel like we'll be able to provide a healthy environment for everyone to come into if they choose to. And if not, there will be a few online features, some interviews with artists, checking in on our Facebook page and things if you can't join us in person. But we do feel like throughout the day, the majority of our event is outside. We are socially distanced and we feel like we'll be able to do so safely.
And how will this festival convey what is unique about Dalton when we talk about the arts, when we talk about food?
So on Friday night, the food, they're all local restaurants that come and support our Friday night Tastes of Dalton. So you're going to get a large variety of the different restaurants we have here in town, which there's very many now. A lot of Latino food, and we have Cafe Ostro here as well, and then some traditional kind of Americana foods and things like that. So we have a large variety of all the different foods that are here in Dalton. And the festival itself, the way it represents Dalton specifically, I feel like there's a lot of arts festivals everywhere. And what our artists relay back to us is just the hosting and the hospitality that Dalton offers our audience, our patrons, as well as our artists, really kind of separates our festival from others, the feel that you get when you come. It's a smaller festival. It's not so overwhelmingly large that each individual artist really gets highlighted. We try to be selective about the kinds of artists that come in. So we are really highlighting the different art forms as well. And the community feel, our festival is not really a Creative Arts Guild event. It is a Community of Dalton event. For 58 years, we have had a huge number of volunteers love and support this event each year. And the event itself are chaired by volunteers as well. So there's a big committee that pulls together all kinds of people out of the clockwork to come to the Guild once a year to host the artists as they come in and host our community to come and celebrate the arts.
And for people who want more information, where can they go online?
All the ticketing for Friday night and all the weekend events are listed on our website at creativeartsguild.org, or you can check out our Facebook page.
All right, Amanda, thanks so much.
Thank you.